Conflict, misunderstandings, and hurt feelings are never easy, are they? They're exhausting, actually. But guess what? We are called to deal with the elephant in the room and not sweep it under the rug or let the sun go down on our anger, Ephesians 4:26. But Lori, it's so much easier. It's not. Let me shine some light on that lie for you. The more you don't deal with conflict, the bigger it gets, and it takes root in your heart, leading to bitterness, anger, division in the body of Christ, and all sorts of bad fruit. We are called to love one another. That means everybody, not just your favorite people or the nice people who are easy to get along with and who make you laugh. We are called to love everyone, even our enemies. See Luke 6:35. The problem is sin. We are all sinners, Romans 3:23. We are all selfish and want our own way, Isaiah 53:6. Only the saving gift of grace through Jesus, Romans 6:23, can wash us clean and open our eyes to really see where we are the problem at times when it comes to relational struggles and hurts. We must stay soft-hearted and open to the correction, conviction, and leading of the Holy Spirit in our life when it comes to relationships, especially the broken ones. What can we do? We can do all we can to make it right. Romans 12:18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Think about this. Are you at peace with everyone? As much as depends on you, recognizes that while you may want peace and reconciliation, the other person may choose to not forgive, not address it, and not offer forgiveness. If that's the case and they are a believer, they are not following God's will, and it's sinful. Matthew 18 calls us to do the hard work of pursuing peace and unity, and even gives us steps to follow so we can carry it out in a God-honoring way. Matthew 18:15-17. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. These are red letter words of Jesus. While we are to love, pursue peace, and offer forgiveness, he makes it clear how serious sin, broken relationships, and unresolved issues are within the body of the church. There is a godly way to make it right. It matters. We should be a people known for making it right. When we mess up, we need to own it and always, always move toward one another in love and grace rather than running away with resentment, hurt, and anger. A simple, "I'm sorry," can mend so much. Do you need to make it right with someone today? I pray if God has someone on your heart and mind right now, that you can take the next step in moving toward reconciliation. It's not easy. It doesn't always work out the way you hope. Still, it's God's will for you and me to live as Christ in unity. That's the truth. Keep shining light on those dark places, hurts, and hangups. The more we all do that, the more the world sees Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.